This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey is again facing federal charges, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Menendez and his wife have been indicted on bribery charges. Prosecutors say a search of their home turned up $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The new charges are unrelated to a case 6 years ago when a jury deadlocked over whether Menendez accepted lavish gifts from a friend to pressure government officials. The Senate Historical Office says the Democrat appears to be the first sitting U.S. senator indicted on two unrelated criminal allegations. Menendez is facing re-election next year, with Democrats holding a slim Senate majority. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The human rights situation in Russia has significantly deteriorated since it invaded Ukraine in February last year, a United Nations expert said at a news conference Friday.
The level of repression against the civil society, independent media, and generally to anybody with a dissenting voice in the Russian society is unprecedented in recent history.
Mariana Katsarova alleges Russian authorities have carried out mass arbitrary arrests of critics of the war and says those detained risk death due to the, quote, persistent use of torture and ill treatment. A Ukrainian missile struck the headquarters of Russia's Navy in Crimea. The Russian Defense Ministry initially said one service member was killed in the Friday attack, but then issued a statement saying he was missing. Images posted on social media showed plumes of smoke over the Black Sea Fleet headquarters in the city.